It's the Pinky the Pig Show. Okie dokie, it's me, it's Pinky the Pig. It's time for our show, and today is Thoroughly Terrific 7-Minute Thursday, and I'm here with my excellent friend, Mildred the Moo Moo Cow.
Hi, Pinky. How's Pinky?
I'm awesome. How are you, Mildred?
I'm awesome. So today, Pinky, I would like to please choose the topic.
Okay, yeah, yes, and what would that be?
Okay, we're going to celebrate a very famous woman. Today would be her birthday, March 16th. She was born the year 1799.
Oh, almost the year 1800. And what's her name?
Her name was Anna Atking.
Never heard of her.
Well, a very famous scientist, a botanist.
Oh, she studied the plants and stuff.
Right. When she was born, her mother died soon after her birth.
Oh.
And her father was a successful, famous scientist. So she got to meet a lot of brilliant people through him.
Yeah.
And she was a very good drawer. She could draw. She would draw the pictures of seashells that he was studying as a scientist.
Ah.
But then she got involved in botany.
Yeah, botany. That's when you study the plants. The botanist.
That's right. And her last name, when she got married at 26, Anna Atking. Atking, her last name. But his name, her father, her maiden name, his last name was Children.
Children.
Right, and Anna Children was born in England, like we say, in 1799, later known as Anna Atking. She lived to be 72 years old. She is considered the very first person in the whole world to publish a book that had photographic images.
Yeah, it's a woman.
That's right. And she was the very first in the world. And what she learned to do is something called sun printing.
Sun printing.
Right. And this is considered very closely related to the blueprint. Because what she would do, she would put this object, her plants and ferns and seaweed.
Yeah, because she's a botanist. She studies the plants.
Right, she put it on a special piece of paper with chemicals, sit it out in the sun, and then after some time, they would take the paper and wash it off with clear water, but it would leave this luxurious photograph in deep blue colors. And that's the basis of the original blueprint.
Oh, well, that's what the builders use and the architectural engineering guys.
Right, and that's how you would make a copy is blueprinting, because they would draw it on a special piece of paper and put that in the sun with the chemicals, and that was your original blueprinting. But her sun printing, this is what she used, and she published a book in 1841, and this was, like we say, the first person to publish a book with images.
Well, not just the words. So it had the pretty pictures of the flowers and plants and ferns.
Right, and the words were in Latin, and that was the specific term for the specific plant. And the book that made her famous that we're speaking of was mostly the sun images of algae.
Yeah, algae's the little tiny stuff that grows in the water.
Right, and seaweed. Yeah, that's the larger stuff that grows in the water.
Correct.
Yeah.
But they weren't just informative. They were beautiful. They were aesthetically pleasing, like art.
Well, that's pure nature. It's incredibly artistic.
Right. So she made this very first book, but people didn't want to acknowledge it was a woman.
Well, yeah. And what year was that, Mildred?
1841.
Yeah.
And she would sign them A.A., Anna Atking.
Yeah.
And people would say that the A.A. stood for Anonymous Amateur.
Ah, brother.
Right, but later, much later, she was given the recognition and she was a proper pioneer in photography. And she did go on to have a real camera, but she was the first.
You gotta love it.
Yes.
She's the first person in the whole wide world to publish a book that was illustrated with photographic images.
That's right. And it is only known that there are only 17 copies of this original book known to exist.
Wow. Quite a woman. I am woman. Hear me roar.
You're going to do that song for Tuesday's tune?
Perhaps. Okay, do you have a poem, please?
I do. Actually, Pinky, I found just this one beautiful quote from J.R.R. Tolkien.
Oh, yeah, he's a famous author. He comes from a long time ago, too. When was he born, Mildred?
He was born in 1892.
That's when The Hobbit and The Lord of the Rings was written?
Well, he wrote it later in his life, but J.R.R. Tolkien was born in 1892.
How about that?
And here's a quote that he said that I think really connects with Anna. And it says, "It is not the strength of the body that counts, but the strength of the spirit."
No. Yeah, because she really wanted to do it. And she did it. Her spirit moved her.
Yes.
Okay, Mildred, that was fascinating.
Yes.
And we invite our listeners to go back to previous episodes because many of them are very fascinating and a lot of them are really funny.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay, we'll talk soon. I love you.
I love you.